IFAD Regional Director for East and Southern Africa, San Jata, who was in Harare to sign the deal, said the organization, which suspended projects in Zimbabwe over 23 million arrears, was re-engaging it in a new deal that has seen Zimbabwe pay 10% of the arrears and made an undertaking to pay the remainder over a five-year period. He said the program to be funded by IFAD will rehabilitate and develop new smallholder irrigation schemes covering 8,000 hectares and benefiting more than 20,000 households.
The government, we're expecting, and the beneficiaries to contribute about $5 million, and another co-financier still to be identified. We are working around that, another $10 million.
He said IFAD will provide more financial resources if Zimbabwe does not fall into arrears again. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa said, due to climate change, government efforts to develop agriculture must focus on irrigation.
We have no choice. This is now out of necessity, and we should plow and deploy more resources in this sector. So the assistance that we are going to get, the resources that we are expecting to obtain from IFAD, will be a major shot in the arm of the agricultural sector in this country, especially irrigation development.
Deputy Agriculture and Mechanization Minister Paddy Shanda said the agricultural sector continues to face many challenges, such as lack of adequate inputs and climate change. He said resources from IFAD should be used to address these issues and ensure food security, especially in rural areas.
The program will sustainably increase diversification of production, productivity and household incomes for smallholder farmers. This support is aligned to the Food and Nutrition Cluster, the ZIM Asset Economic Blueprint, and the 10-point plan for economic growth, whose fundamental pillar is revitalization of the agriculture sector and the agro-processing value chain.
Tirarami Muyambo, an agricultural extension officer with a local non-governmental organization, said while he was not aware of the details of the IFAD program, irrigation was the best way to go, especially for the country's natural regions 4 and 5.
Issues of irrigation are critical in this country because you know that due to climate change, areas in Region 5, in Chipinge, where I have so much knowledge on, I have been experiencing drought almost year in, year out. So it's a welcome development. I think it will change and help in rebuilding the redeveloping food security in Zimbabwe.
The IFAD program will have four components, namely rehabilitation and development of irrigation infrastructure, agricultural credit, institutional strengthening, and market access and business development. Government in the meantime is expected to establish a unit that would coordinate the implementation of the program. Chinamasa said the gesture by IFAD was an indication that the government's re-engagement effort with the international community was paying off, and government would do all it can to achieve full admission into the community of nations. Zimbabwe requires long-term financing to reboot its economy, but is constrained by external debts which have blocked the flow of international capital into the country. IFAD has been operating in Zimbabwe since 1980 and cancelled its support to the country in 2006 after it defaulted on its arrears. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.